Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Arguments over the Olympics in Boston came to a head last night. A Boston Globe Fox 25 debate, which also aired here on WBUR, pitted two top supporters and two leading opponents of a Boston Olympics bid. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports that no one walked away with a gold medal, despite some healthy competition.
One of the two opponents, Andrew Zimbalist, scored the first memorable line of the debate. The Smith College economist questioned Boston 2024's characterization of its revised bid plan.
They have a conservative approach. Everything they're putting out before the public is a conservative number. Well, in fact, I think most of the numbers that I look at reflect drunken optimism. They don't reflect conservatism.
I couldn't disagree with that more.
That was Dan Doktoroff calling Zimbalist's assessment unfair and inaccurate. Doktoroff led New York City's unsuccessful bid for the 2012 Summer Games, and he's a member of the U.S. Olympic Committee. He sat next to Boston 2024's new chair, Steve Pagliuca, and backed him up.
More transparency is always better, okay? And I think there clearly were mistakes made, you know, up until a few months ago. I think what we've seen over the last 2 months, really since Steve came on board, is quite remarkable.
Doktoroff and Boston 2024 chair Steve Pagliuca argued that the Olympics are a once-in-a-lifetime chance to drive Boston's economic development. But the two opponents argued that public money would have to cover much of the total costs. Here's Chris Dempsey, co-chair of No Boston Olympics.
Well, we should be very clear that Boston 2024 is not proposing to take private dollars and to invest them in the team. They have a $4.6 billion Olympic budget. It's some of the TV rights that Dan's talking about, and not a penny goes to improvements for the MBTA.
Boston 2024 took issue with that, saying nearly $100 million of private funding would be spent on a new commuter rail station at Waudette Circle, where the Olympic Stadium would be. Dempsey said it's private funding from developers induced by tax breaks, not money from ticket sales or TV contracts. Still, that seemed to be supporters' debate strategy, to call opponents over the top in their criticisms. Here's Steve Pagliuca.
So I think it's hyperbolic, you know, to say that. It's also hyperbolic to say there was a subpoena order issued. There's no subpoena order issued.
At the same time, Dempsey tried to portray Boston 2024 as teaming up with outsiders like Doktoroff, not as invested in Boston's future.
In an unprecedented time frame. So in New York, let me finish.
Dan, I was one of the commuters in Boston while you were in New York that was unable to get to work this February because our MBTA broke down.
And this, Chris,
so for you to come up from New York and to tell us that you have a better idea of how to run the city doesn't make sense. But here's the question that I have for you.
The moderators had questions, too. No Boston Olympics declined to name all of its individual funders, saying they fear retribution. Doktoroff gave no specific benchmarks or timeline for when the USOC wants to see higher public support. Supporters also tried to brush off criticism of their plan to issue huge tax breaks to develop Waudette Circle and the Athlete Village at Columbia Point. Pagliuca said he'd take the best deal for the city, potentially no tax breaks. A few times, the four debaters really got into it. Take the so-called taxpayer guarantee, the customary requirement for the public to be a fallback for an Olympics bid. Pagliuca said Boston 2024's plan has insurance to protect taxpayers against cost overruns.
And before having the explosion in revenues.
So if you're so confident, why not reject the taxpayer guarantee?
That, again, is inflammatory because to bid for the Olympics.
And just as the debate was starting to feel like a robust back-and-forth argument, it was time for closing statements. The four debaters talked passionately with each other after it was over for a good 15 minutes. The public conversation will continue. No one may have won the debate, but people watching and listening, really for the first time, got to see supporters and opponents of Boston's Olympics bid stand eye to eye. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.